Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, beautiful you, beautiful souls, wherever you are in the world, I am talking to you today. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. Of course, welcome to the show From Stress to Authentic Success. And today we are diving deep into a topic that is both relevant but so often overlooked. And I just want to tell you that this topic is really very close to my heart, because the hidden cost of external success and our chase for external success is really something that I see every single day in my practice. And so today I really want to let you know how much this topic can change your life. This radio show can maybe make you aware of some essential points, actually, of how you can go from stress to authentic success. And so you and I, we both know that many of us chase after that external success because we believe that it will bring us worthiness and happiness, because that is how society has conditioned us to think this way. But of course, there's a hidden cost, and it often, so often, leaves us empty, feeling really a void, emptiness, and disconnected from ourselves. So let me share you a little bit again of my own story in this regard, because I was a successful physiotherapist in my earlier career. My husband and I, we moved to South Africa. We reached the heights of what society would call success. And so we had the recognition, the material wealth, we had it all. But deep down, there was something missing. And when there was a financial crisis, that is when it was really hitting me, because it was feeling like I was sometimes living someone else's life, striving so much for approval and validation, always living for that outside world, trying to take care and caring for everyone around me. And it led to a very severe stress-related illness. And if you have been following me for a while, you know that that became a huge turning point for me in my life, because I realized that the external success that I was conditioned to chase came at a very big expense of my own well-being and my true self. And so, as the great American author, I mean, most of us know Jim Rohn, the motivational speaker, who once said, "Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day." Yes, there is a big truth in that. But the question we need to ask us with this quote is, what kind of success are we practicing? Is it the one that society glorifies? Or is it the one that truly fulfills you and I from within? And that is, of course, what I call living authentic success. That is why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I love so much what I do, because I bring people who have attained a certain external success, but with the cost of a lot of stress and struggle and sacrifice and disconnection from their own self. And so we bring them up to the living authentic success, which is that success that truly fulfills you from within. Today, I'm going to explore with you, you and I, the hidden costs of that external success and how it truly affects our mental, emotional, and physical well-being. And so we'll discuss how to shift towards a more, of course, authentic and fulfilling way of living. Let me pause maybe here already and play a little music or take a little break with some beautiful sponsors of ours, and I will come back to you just now, talking about the truth behind our chase for external success and the hidden costs of it. See you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Back, of course, and we are in the middle of a radio show that is really a subject in this show that is really close to my heart, which is the hidden costs of external success, or our chase for that external success. So let's first maybe define what we mean by external success. Society often associates success with everything that has to do with material wealth, status, recognition, all that. Because we are taught by society that having a high-paying job or business or a big house, a fancy car, all these things, we are conditioned to believe that these are the signs of success. And don't get me wrong, while there is nothing inherently wrong with, going for that, if that is your dream, and there's nothing wrong with achieving it. But the problem arises when we tie our own self-worth to them, when we define our identity to that. And so I had, just to let you into a little story, I once had a client, let's call him John, because he was a high-powered executive, already been more than 20 years in the business. On the outside, he had it all, the job, the house, the car, the family. But internally, he was struggling. He felt disconnected from his closest loved ones, his friends, and most importantly, himself. And that's where I come in. John's story is not unique. I see it every single week in my practice. And many of us are so focused on achieving and chasing that external success. And it sometimes comes out of our sensitivity of wanting to help, please, and serve everyone around us, living for the outside world. And so we neglect our own well-being. And that is what I want to talk about even further and deep, going in deeper in this subject. And if you want to know more about it, please do not hesitate to connect with me, because this is what I'm doing with my people every single week. Let's talk about the hidden costs. So when we talk about the hidden costs of this relentless pursuit, and even, let's say, when we are at the top, some people come to me when they are at the top and they realize they have been climbing the wrong ladder. Let's talk about the costs. So you have the mental costs, the emotional costs, the relationship costs. There are so many, the physical, of course, the relationships, and of course, don't forget the self-care costs, the balance and the quality time for ourselves and our loved ones. So let's first dig into the mental cost, because there's a lot of chronic stress going on. The chronic stress that we get from striving or achieving that external success can lead to severe mental issues, mental health issues. That's what we have been seeing more and more in the last two decades, and certainly in the last decade, more and more awareness around our mental health when we are striving, for that recognition, when we are trying to be perfect, to be good enough for the norms of society. So I see it here a lot. anxiety, worries, depression, it's all very common as the pressure to constantly perform and meet all those expectations take a huge toll on us. And people, really genuine, deeply caring people who only are trying to do the best they can to please the outside world and to meet those expectations. At the end of the day, they feel trapped in a cycle of overwork and worry. They feel unable to find that inner peace and satisfaction that is actually so essential for our mental health. And so, as the Buddha wisely said, there's a quote that I really enjoy. In the end, and this is so true, only three things matter: how much you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let go of the things not meant for you. Wow, I think that is a deep one. So maybe you can reflect on this, because isn't it true that we sometimes forget those three things? How much you loved, how gently you lived, that is the kindness, the compassion, the gentleness towards others, but also towards yourself, and how gracefully you let go of all the things that are not meant for you, that are none of your business, that you have to stop focusing on and sacrificing yourself for. So that is a beautiful quote, I believe. And the second one, as I said, you have first the mental costs and then the emotional costs. Now, the emotional costs, the pursuit of external success can create a true sense of emptiness and lack of fulfillment. So when your self-worth is tied to your external achievements, you and I, we're going to experience high levels of stress and anxiety because whenever we fall short, and we will fall short, there's no perfection. And so that could in itself can lead to a lot of feelings of inadequacy, low self-esteem, even burnout. And that is one of the main causes that I feel of burnout, is it is that chase and that achievement for external success. And let me give you a little story on that, because reflecting on my own experience, I can so remember the days when I was constantly on the go. I had so many responsibilities and I was juggling with them, all in my roles of being a good mother, a good partner, a good daughter, a good businesswoman, a good friend, you name it. And I was trying to meet all these expectations, everyone's expectations. And it felt like, I always say, like running on a treadmill that never stopped. It was like, we know all about the rat race, and that's how it felt. The constant pressure took a toll on my health. I so remember how the moment that I felt, and it actually happened on a treadmill, that is actually very, very amazing, really. There's no coincidence here, but I was running on a treadmill doing my fitness, routine every day. And it was the first time on the treadmill that I could feel that something was wrong. And when you think about it, running on a treadmill, literally or figuratively, is really what I was doing. And so it all took a pressure on my health. And that severe illness that came from it really forced me to totally reevaluate my life, because it was painful. It was a big confrontation, a wake-up call, but a necessary wake-up call. That's where I changed, my whole view on this external success. And so that is why I'm doing today what I'm doing, what I'm loving, what I'm doing. And let's talk about cost number three, the relationship costs, because our relationships suffer too. Don't fool yourself. When we fixate, if we are fixated on external success, I always say we often neglect our loved ones. Oh, yes, we do. We might be physically present, but emotionally unavailable. And in the last decade, with all the screens, with the phones and everything going on, it's even worse. And this can lead to strained relationships with our partners, children, friends, you name it. And we miss out on those meaningful connections and quality time with those who matter the most. And so let me tell you the story about Sarah, another client, a very honestly successful businesswoman who just realized she was missing out on her children's lives. She was always working, always on the phone, thinking that providing them with material comforts was enough. She was always there for her clients, but she missed out on her children's school events, bedtime stories, and the small moments that truly matter. So, of course, this took a relationship toll with her children, and she felt really guilty and a deep feeling of regret. And so I think when we talk about relationships, it is often that emotional unavailability that is creating the tension, that is on a chronic basis, that is often what is, you know, causing big problems in our intimate relationships. And let's talk about number four, the hidden costs of external success. And that is the pursuit of external success often disrupts our work-life integration. The balance that we can try, and there's no balance in life, you know, balance is like, it's like cycling. You know, it's really finding every time, adjusting and integrating this and doing that. So, but it's also about quality time. We found ourselves often working long hours, sacrificing personal time, hobbies, self-care, when we are in that external success modus. This imbalance leads, of course, which I see every day here in my practice, burnout and a diminished quality of life. We often forget the importance of our rest, our relaxation, and simply bringing in joy in our lives, enjoying lives. So that is for me a really important one. And there's a quote of Stephen Covey that says, most of us spend too much time on what is urgent and not enough time of what is important. So think about that. What is urgent for you and what is important for you? And go and do the things that are urgent and important. But the importance of being connected with your loved ones is such a big one. The importance of being connected with yourself, including quality time for yourself, is what I see here every day. Because that disconnection is really the cause of so many problems in our lives. And so when we come to the topic of, Danielle, so how do we shift towards living that authentic success and go from stress to authentic success, then I can tell you that that is what I stand for. So how do you shift from that void, that emptiness, that disconnection to something more fulfilling? And it starts all, let me tell you, with self-awareness and self-acceptance. Any expert that I've been interviewing, any course or any change in my life has happened through self-awareness and self-acceptance. That is the first step. So we need to reconnect with our true selves. We need to go and find out who we are, understand our own values, our own needs, and set boundaries that, of course, honor our well-being. And that can be different for everyone. That is why the VIP programs that I do is sometimes the same system, but it is different for everyone because we have all our own feelings, needs, and values. And so we need to be authentically ourselves. exactly that brilliant diamond that we are. There's a uniqueness in each and every one of us. And that is where the passion and the purpose lies. So if you want to go and live authentic success, it is very important that we dive into exactly who we are, who you are, and that is where we can start living authentic success. Not living, to the expectations of society, towards the external success that is promised to us, that it brings us the worthiness and the fulfillment. Oh no. And so let me give you a few practical tips that I found, three practical tips, just basic tips that I found very useful to start with. First of all, this is what we're doing often in my show is self-reflection. When I'm presenting you with a topic, the thing that you can do for yourself is go and take time to reflect on your life and what the topic and this topic of external success is meaning to in your life. What truly makes you happy? What is it that you feel empty about, that you feel disconnected about? What in your life are your core values? So it's time to reflect on what the external success, on the hidden costs that it has been having in your life. Number two is setting boundaries. With all the sensitive, deeply caring people, professionals, highly successful people that I am helping and guiding here, it is so hugely essential to learn to say no to the things that drain your energy and yes to the things that nourish your soul. Setting boundaries is such a challenge for many of us who are wanting to meet the expectations of our society. And number three, I'm the expert, like some people say, I'm the queen of self-care. And so practicing conscious self-care is huge. Prioritizing your mental, emotional, and physical health. And you can do this with so many things. You can find in my book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, how the last step, step number seven, practicing integrating that those self-care routines can be very important, whether it's meditation, exercise, simply taking some quality time for yourself, as we discussed. There's so many things in there. So the quote of Brené Brown can maybe illustrate what I mean here, what I have been talking about in this whole middle section. Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. So you and I, that is our task, our daily practice of letting go who you think you need to be, who you think you should be, and start to embrace exactly who you are with your strengths and your flaws and everything with your imperfections. That is the key. No more imposter syndrome, no more striving for perfection, for external validation, success, but rather go and be exactly who you are. I'm going to take a little break. I think this middle section really illustrated what I wanted to do in this radio show. And we'll come back to some final thoughts. And I will get a little break here and talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the third part of this radio show, where, of course, you have to do with me, your host, Danielle Sachs. No expert talking, but just me from my heart to yours, explaining to you the hidden costs of chasing or obtaining that authentic, that external, sorry, success, which is everything we have been talking about. So we've explored the hidden costs of, you know, the success that society is actually pushing us toward, and how often it leaves us feeling truly empty and disconnected. I see it in my practice every single day. When I have a first conversation with my clients, that is what every time comes of it. We are living in our heads. We are disconnected from our true self. We do everything to please, help, and save others. Deeply caring, but really, honestly, not taking care of ourselves. And we've talked about the impact on our mental, emotional, and physical health, what it can do to us. And I even shared a few short stories and quotes to illustrate to you all these points. But most importantly, we also have given you, I have given you a few tips to shift towards that more authentic and fulfilling way of living. And so remember, true success is an inside job. It is not about how much you and I, we accumulate or how others perceive us. It's just about living a life that is in alignment with your values, with your needs, with your passions, with your purpose, nurturing your well-being and connecting with your true self. And that is, of course, what I call again and again, living authentic success, which at the end of the journey and in the journey, which is important, during the journey, that is what gives you genuine abundance and joy. And of course, at the end of this show, I just want to encourage you to take some time this week, as I said, to do some self-reflection, to reflect on your own life. If there's one thing that really can ignite change, it is self-reflection. So ask yourself the questions. Are you chasing external success at the expense of your well-being? Have you climbed on the ladder of society, realizing that it's the wrong ladder? And if so, what small steps can you take to reconnect with your true self? And if you need help with that, please connect with me, danielle@danielsachs.com, or just go to my website and you can register in my agenda for a short, a short connective kind of conversation where a lot of people already have their first shifts, because that's my expertise. I will let you know what your best next step is to step into that beautiful, fulfilling life of living authentic success. And so let me leave you, end this show, quite a very show that is really quite close to my heart, to be honest. And I trust that you sense that I've been experiencing the costs, the hidden costs of this external success. And so let me leave you with a quote that I really love so much. And that is a quote of Ralph Waldo Emerson, which is, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you into something else is the greatest accomplishment. If that is not what it's all about, then I don't know, because this is what I know for sure. If you can live a life true to yourself, if you have the courage to live a life true to yourself, that in itself is the greatest accomplishment that you can do, is the greatest gift that you can give to yourself and to your loved ones. Because that is what I see here every day. When I guide people into living that authentic success, they become a better person, a better parent, a better friend, a better business person, everything. It affects our personal and our business life. And so this is exactly what I want for you. This is why I'm having this radio show, to inspire you, to motivate you, to stop trying to be someone else, You can't die like someone else. You can only die like yourself. Please do that. Okay? So thank you so much for joining me today. Of course, this was From Stress to Authentic Success. And until next time, remember to live authentically and take conscious care of yourself. Bye for now. Just before I close this whole radio show for the coming time, I just want to connect with you again to talk to you a little bit about the UK Health Awards 2024. While I'm recording this show, I know that you have all been voting massively for our UK Health Awards in all sort of categories. And I believe also in the category of the best radio show or the best presenter or the most inspiring radio show and presenter. So I just want to thank you for all your voting in any category, because there was a few really amazing people that you and products and services that you could vote for. So a massive thank you to all of you who have voted. And I want to encourage you to go to the website, because this week all the winning teams and people and services are, going to be announced. So if you go to the website and look at who has been winning in all the categories, you can see if your favorite person, your favorite product, or your favorite service has won an award. And I think it's worthwhile having a little look, because let's be honest, we need to celebrate more the people that are doing this kind of jobs, the people that are giving a lot of their time, effort, and purpose into presenting you with amazing products, amazing services, trying to help guide you and really motivate you to actually really better your life in any way. So certainly your health in any way. And so UK Health Radio is to me one of the best platforms regarding health. It talks about all these different types of health, whether it's business health, pet health, mental health, emotional health, physical health, back health, whatever it is, it's all about motivating and guiding you and inspiring you to better your life, yourself, your health, your wealth, everything. So I encourage you to go and have a look onto this beautiful website of our platform, UK Health Radio, and go and see who has won, who has gotten the most votes. And let me tell you, even if I didn't win, or if you didn't win, or if your favorite person or service or product didn't win, I just want to say thank you for every single one of you who is contributing to make the world a better place. I will leave you for now. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.